Well, no removals, no wakes, no handshakes, no cups of tea. Funerals in Ireland, so central to a community and a grieving family, are being held behind closed doors because of social distancing restrictions. It's a strange, difficult time for families, for funeral directors, priests, all those who work to provide comfort at a time of grief. Reporter Louise Byrne joins us this morning because, Louise, you were present for a funeral in County Galway this week.
Yes, Brian, 92-year-old PJ Grealish from Tuam, County Galway, was a dad, a granddad, a businessman and a musician. His death was not COVID-19 related, but his funeral this week certainly was affected by COVID restrictions. In normal times, it would have been a very large, lively funeral. Instead, in accordance with guidelines, a small number of relatives gathered in Tuam Cathedral for the service.
I want to welcome all of you, PJ's family, to this funeral mass, which is being celebrated in very different circumstances than what we would normally be used to.
Father Pat Farher is standing on the altar of Tuam Cathedral. It can hold a congregation of 1,500, but he's looking down at just a scattering of people.
In the situation we find ourselves, we want to do the very best and to give PJ the very best send-off that we can in the current circumstances.
My dad had a fall. It wasn't, a COVID, suspected COVID-19. We were with him for 8 or 9 hours before he died and with him while he died, you know. So we felt very grateful for that in the current situation, you know.
Paul Grealish, his brother, sister and their children were the only ones permitted to go inside the church for their dad PJ's funeral.
My mum is safely cocooning in St Mary's nursing home. My sister in the States, you know, would have travelled no more than my brother in Australia. Very strange, and I suppose the effect of all of that on the service itself, it felt a little bit more solemn than we would have liked, or maybe my father would have liked. You know, had we, you know, the kind of congregation that we would have expected, we could have injected a bit of a celebration into the proceedings, you know, which PJ would have liked.
How did it feel sitting in a big cathedral, across and away from each other even?
Yeah, it did feel strange, you know. It was like we had all had a falling out or something minutes before we went into the church. Obviously, there's the webcam in the church, so there was people tuned in that would otherwise have been in the church. So they got, you know, to witness the funeral service. And my sister sang a song at the service, even though... Sorry, I'm getting a bit upset. So my sister was able to sing a song. My brother sent her the audio file of him playing the guitar, and she added her vocals.
Funeral director Joe Grogan is outside the church as proceedings continue.
The doors are locked, so it doesn't feel right. The priest has just started mass now, and normally this cathedral would be full today. I mean, this man was very well known throughout the town and its environs, businessman in town for over 50 or 60 years. So, you know, you just feel that the closing of the door, I think, is just very symbolic. It's just like, you know, people are locked inside and people are locked outside.
The eerie atmosphere inside the church is replicated in the car park, where other relatives have gathered, some sitting in cars, others standing 2 metres apart, and most following the web stream of the service on their phones.
I also want to welcome each of you who are joining us remotely today, looking in today, who would love to be here in the cathedral.
My name's Amy Hardiman. He's my granduncle and also my godfather. Very strange not to be able to walk up and give our cousins or give them a hug and just to be close to say goodbye to PJ. It's a shame people can't even come and pay respects, and it's just nearly like it's been taken from the family, because it does help as part of the grieving process.
After the service, the hearse drives slowly through an almost empty tomb.
My name is Alan Bradburn. I'm the general manager of the Carly Courts Hotel in Tuam. PJ used to own the building. Myself and a few staff members decided to give him guard of honour, so we all stood outside the front of the hotel as the hearse passed. We can't go to funerals and pay our respects, but so many changes we have to all sacrifice. Sadly, this is one of them.
A handful of cars follow the hearse, and the Gardaí on point duty have little traffic to hold back. PJ is laid to rest in the local graveyard, again with just close relatives present. Paul Grealish is grateful for the efforts to make his dad's funeral as normal as possible.
You know, if someone asked you 10 years ago to picture what, you know, a funeral like that might look like, it looked nothing like that, you know. It was just a handful of people, three cars following the hearse. And, you know, it was great to see some neighbours and friends, you know, standing on the street. And that offered a lot of support to my brother and sister and I. You know, I saw some relatives today in Tuam, you know, who couldn't attend. And, you know, nor could you even walk over and, you know, give them a hug. You know, so that's been very difficult, yeah.
After driving the remains of PJ Grealish on his final journey, undertaker Joe Grogan reflects on the altered reality of an Irish funeral.
The celebration of life is just so different to what we're used to.
Before this, businesses used to close, they'd put down the blinds and the, you know, the people stand inside. But as it is, every business is closed now. And I'm just reminded of a line in a Saw Doctor song. It's called Same Old Town. It says, the bell still tolls, I heard it there, for the final journey up to the square. The shop doors close and the blinds come down. It's the same old story, it's the same old town.
The bell still tolls, I heard it there, for the final journey up to the square. Shop doors close and the blinds come down. Same old story, same old town.
You know, despite the difficulties that the restrictions have meant for our dad's funeral, you know, we understand the reasons and we fully support them. When some type of normality returns, we'll have the celebration that we were denied today.
Paul Grealish ending that report from Louise Byrne, and our condolences to the Grealish family. Such a sad occasion that, and something which just a few weeks ago would have been utterly unimaginable, the funeral conducted in those circumstances. It's